This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. We're looking at August 1st today, and it was on this date in 1893 that a breakfast cereal that remains popular today was born in a roundabout way. The story goes that in a Nebraska hotel, Henry Perkey encountered a man eating boiled wheat with cream. Liking the idea, he went to his friend William Ford, who was a machinist by trade, to see how they could get it done on a large scale. There, they developed a machine that made, as Perkey described, little whole wheat mattresses. When they tried to sell it to Harvey Kellogg, he said it was like, quote, eating a whisk broom. But they persisted and eventually became world famous, known as shredded wheat.
Eat shredded wheat for breakfast.
And it was on this date in 1957 that the first commercial building, heated by the sun, was built in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Designed by the firm of Stanley and Wright for the offices of a local engineering firm, the building's unique design drew national attention after it was featured in the December issue of Life magazine. But the solar-only heating was short-lived as the firm doubled their building in size in 1962, adding a conventional boiler for heating due to the prohibitive cost of building more solar panels. The building itself now sits vacant, and the panels are covered in aluminum. Nonetheless, it laid the foundation for future utilization of the sun for heating and power. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.